This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. You know, as much as we focus on these elections, we need to remember that most of the bureaucracy is unelected. And that's where the real tyranny comes from. You know, frankly, the president of the United States doesn't have that much power, as Trump has unfortunately found out. Over the years, everything he tries to do is just shut down by a court judge in Hawaii somewhere, or, you know, he can't make laws, right? And that's the job of the legislature. And we don't want the president to have the power to make laws and to command the executive. But in Trump's case, most of the executive won't even, you know, follow his orders anyway. It's pretty wild. But the real power lies in the unelected bureaucrats who run the regulatory agencies. Agencies such as the FDA, the DEA, you know, CDC, FTC, ATF, and so on. These agencies carry out the greatest degree of tyranny against all of us. And not only are their leaders unelected, you know, when was the head of the FDA ever elected? He wasn't. But also their, quote, laws or regulations are not passed by Congress. So you've got an agency, like even the FBI, for example. The FBI is wildly unconstitutional. The FBI is not mentioned in the Constitution, and it is illegal to exist and to have the powers that it does when the FBI director is not elected by the voters and the FBI's enforcement policies are not passed by Congress or approved by Congress. And really, there's effectively zero congressional oversight of many agencies, such as the CIA, the NSA, even the FDA. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, the ATF announced that, oh, all of a sudden, anybody who's got a pistol with an arm brace is potentially a felon. You know, they were going after the Honey Badger pistol with just a new classification letter. Now, they've since rescinded that, but it just goes to show that out of the blue, overnight, the ATF can transform millions of law-abiding American citizens into criminal felons. And the FDA could do the same thing. The FDA tomorrow could say, oh, vitamin C is illegal. And Congress really doesn't have anything to say about it. So part of the problem we have in this country is that we are heavily distracted by voting on these very public elections, such as who's your senator, you know, or who's the president, while in reality, the tyranny comes from hidden places and organizations that are not subject to elections. For example, where do the laws come from that are passed by the Senate? You know, you think you elect your senator, and you do, but who's feeding the Senate the laws to pass? Oh, well, that's K Street. Those are the lobbyists, and they run the legislative, you know, origination units that effectively are corporations writing legislation. And then big, powerful corporations, they hire lobbyists to push that legislation into the hands of members of Congress in the Senate and the House, and then they pass that. So where are the people represented in that process? They're not. People aren't represented at all. Or how about the Federal Reserve, huh? Setting interest rates, affecting the value of your savings, eroding the value of your money. Massive control over the country, the economy, everything. They create money when they want to bail out their rich bankster friends, but they're stealing that money effectively from you, the wage earner. Is the Federal Reserve elected by the people? No, it isn't. Oh, because it's a private banking cartel run by globalists. It's not even part of the U.S. government. So there's an unelected bureaucracy that is another kind of tyranny. And it's all right in your face. It affects you every day. Yet you have no control over it. There's no oversight. You can't recall the board of directors of the Federal Reserve, can you? That's not on the ballot, amazingly. I recently interviewed G. Edward Griffin, and he warned me. He said, I think that the country's already lost. I think we're gone. Because year after year, decade after decade, people have become used to being taken care of by their government. We no longer have a culture of people who are interested in individual liberty. Instead, they just want handouts, and they want the government to make all their decisions for them. And the government's happy to do so. Happy to tell you from, you know, the NIH, Dr. Fauci, and so on, happy to tell you, wear a mask. No, wait, don't wear a mask. Oh, yes, wear a mask. No, wait, they don't work for you. They only work for us. Oh, now you got to wear a mask. Masks are mandatory. Oh, wait, masks don't work. Oh, wait. It's just like, it's like mental whiplash. It's almost like they're doing it on purpose just to play with you in the same way that a cat might play with a blue jay that she caught, just tossing it around before she bites off its head. This is what the establishment is doing, is trying to turn you into a crazy person by telling you contradictory opposites week after week after week, and then banning you from contradicting them, whatever that means, because they're never consistent anyway. So the tyranny is all around us. The tyranny is unelected. The tyranny cannot be solved with any one election. The tyranny, it's a beast. It's a machine. And sadly, it's a machine that feeds off of all of us. As long as we are paying taxes, we are feeding the machine. And the machine will only become larger and more dangerous and more hungry to confiscate more resources. The machine says, feed me. It wants to grow bigger and more voracious in its appetite. And it wants to have more control over your life. And that's what's happening. This will continue with more debt spending and more money printing and more big government until the point of collapse is reached. At that point, then the system kind of starts over. But the collapse can take a long time. It can take a decade. There will be a lot of suffering and loss during the collapse. Might be a civil war. Probably will be a lot of starvation, a lot of homelessness, and so on. The collapse of the social contract, the collapse of the economy, the collapse of the rule of law. We're already beginning to see that. It all stems from these tyrannies. See, if the money supply were really controlled by the people, then they couldn't do all this, could they? They couldn't just print money and bail out their rich banker friends in New York. If the FDA were subject to oversight by the people, then the FDA couldn't function as just a puppet of the pharmaceutical and vaccine industries, could it? You know, same thing's true with the CDC, the ATF, the DEA, just on and on. So don't think that just because we get to elect one person or the other that we are free. And by the way, as we're seeing in this election, they're just rigging all the votes for Biden anyway. Your vote, your one vote, because you're an honest person, you only vote once. Your one vote has been overridden, you know, 1,000 to 1 by fraudsters on the left. They'll just roll in with a wagon full of ballots at 4 a.m. and just stuff a ballot box with 20,000 votes, you know, and you only got one. So it's all rigged anyway. Doesn't mean you shouldn't vote, by the way. Voting is still important, but I just want you to have perspective that the window of things that we can change through voting is deliberately kept very, very narrow. They don't want you to be able to accomplish much by voting. They don't want you to be able to change the course of the nation. And on those occasions where you do vote for someone like Trump, they will do everything in their power to destroy Trump and punish you for voting for him. Hence the lockdowns and the economic punishment and all these things. Those are all punishments for voting for Trump, by the way. So keep all this in mind. There's much more coming. You have only begun to see what tyranny really looks like in America. Government's getting bigger and more malicious and more dangerous. And if it's controlled by Democrats, then it's going to be weaponized at a level you've never seen before, weaponized against the people, to punish the American people just for demanding liberty. And of course, all of us are banned who are warning you about this. So use the alternative platforms. We've built several of them. We have Brighteon.com, free speech alternative to YouTube, and also Brighteon.social. As you may know, you can follow me there. My username is @HealthRanger. And I want you to use all the alternative platforms, you know, Parler and Spreely and others, and protect your voice, exercise your freedom to speak. That's how we ultimately win this when the moment comes for collapse and rebirth, i.e. revolution. You know, things break down and then we rebuild society. We will need our freedom of speech in order to do that. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. Follow me on Brighteon.social. Stay informed and spread the word. Take care.